Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
You know, I'm not trying to be a smartass. I didn't even know there was an Illinois State University. I swear to God, I didn't know it. And the reason, oh, by the way, hi, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 6.5 minutes past the hour. Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them my name was Jerry Burke. Damn it, that's the story we're going with. Lots to talk about. Ndamukong Suh is now a Dolphin. Erica Enders, that name may not ring a bell with a lot of you, but she pulled off something, it was announced today, that's just unbelievable. Has to do with motorsports. We're going to talk about a guy in Stark County, Ohio, by the name of Robert Collins. What do you hear with... Look, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree, but this, okay. And, of course, on Sunday, March 8th, it's the 44th anniversary of what was simply called the fight. And there was a lot more to it than just a fight, trust me. But back to the Illinois State Redbirds. And don't ask me where they are. I have no clue. They were taking on the 11th-ranked Panthers of Northern Iowa on Sunday. Like I said, I didn't even know there was an Illinois State. Northern Iowa had to outscore them by 23 in the second half to get the win. So if you're an alum of the Redbirds of Illinois State, you know, good on you. I'm assuming they covered. I mean, they lost by 9. I mean, like I said, I didn't even know there was an Iowa, an Illinois State, so I'm guessing, you know, it was more than 9 points. Russell Westbrook is a man in no uncertain terms. Warriors look damn good in the biggity-biggity against the Clippers. We'll talk about that. And the Calgary Flames, boy, they did something tonight. I mean, it was in Ottawa on the frozen ponds, and we'll talk about that. And I got my man Cabby in here with me, my personal chauffeur. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I can't believe it's daylight savings time.
That's enough. That's enough out of you. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Musicians, it's here. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals, like a Yamaha acoustic guitar, just $99. A Mapex Piccolo snare drum, 85% off list, just $39. Or a clip-on guitar tuner, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
Hey, you got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant time. You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Joel's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Monday night, a snowy Monday night, March 8th, 1971. A little talking book action from Stephen, the former Steve Lind Morris. We call him Stevie Wonder. Great album.
Very superstitious.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my personal chauffeur, Cabby. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Enough out of you. March 8th, 1971 was a snowy Tuesday in New York City, and it was simply called the fight. Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, Arthur McCanny, the referee, wasn't picked until earlier that afternoon. He was paid $750 to referee that fight, and Ali and Frazier both got a then-record $2.5 million in a fight that wasn't just about boxing. It had a lot of political and social ramifications. Frazier was terribly mistreated and misrepresented and by the hard hats. As conservative America kind of lanced on him because they hated Ali so much. People tend to forget. Back in the mid-late 60s, Muhammad Ali was one of the most despised people.
Vilified.
You know, and Frazier, you know, Joe Frazier even said, he said, look, you know, if Baptists weren't allowed to fight, I wouldn't have gone. You know, but Frazier had a couple of kids, so he wasn't drafted. Arthur McCanny did a less than stellar job refereeing that fight, but did a good job judging it. It was a unanimous decision for Frazier. And one of the judges had it, I believe, it was they did it by rounds back then. And one of the judges had it, I believe, 8 rounds for Frazier, 6 for Ali, and 1 even. Mercanti had it 8-6-1, but one of the judges gave Frazier 11 rounds to Ali's 4, and there's no way in hell. The Ali, you know, only won 4 rounds in that fight, but you know, people tend, you know, they remember the 15th round with Frazier, you know, dusting Ali off and putting him down for the count. Now that punch, and Ali was up at the count of 4, would have put you, me, and just about everyone who's listening basically in an ICU for a couple of weeks. But, you know, Ali was knocked down in the 11th, but people, you know, don't know about it. It was called a slip. Frazier hit him with a left hook, and Ali, you know, kind of took one step and went doof, but it was called a slip. Mercanti poked Frazier in the eye, breaking him. You know, everything went against Frazier in that fight, but he did end up winning it. If you ever get a chance, there is a great HBO documentary that was done 10, 15 years ago. You can see it on YouTube. It's called One Nation Divisible. And it talks about, This wasn't just about boxing by any stretch of the imagination. It was the hard hats against the long hairs. The war was going on. The Black Panther. I mean, it was just absolutely fantastic. And people tend to forget Frazier was lobbied tirelessly, ceaselessly to get Ali's boxing license back. And, gave Ali money when Ali was broke. And he couldn't understand why Ali kind of turned on him like that. But if you get a chance to go see One Nation Divisible, just go to YouTube and check it out. It is an absolutely fantastic documentary about the first Ali Frazier fight. And I remember watching it on a closed circuit in Scranton, Pennsylvania, at the CYC, the Catholic Youth Center. So I used to have high school basketball games. And I was in kindergarten. It was March of 71. I was just before my sixth birthday, and my dad and I went to Scranton to see my grandfather, who loved boxing and hated Ali, despised Muhammad Ali. My grandfather was from Ireland, and he called him Clay till the day he died. Cassius Marcellus Clay was his name. And I went there, and of course, I loved Ali. Now, I had nothing against Frazier. I thought Frazier was, Bert Sugar, who said to me, he was passed off as an Uncle Tom, but Frazier, he lived the, excuse the term, black experience much more than Ali. Grew up in a middle-class household in Louisville. Frazier was down there in the cotton fields, dirt poor, in South Carolina. He was working out in the cotton fields when he was 5 years old. But I remember we went down and we watched that. And, of course, my grandfather hated Ali. And I didn't despise, this is like Frazier, but of course, I thought Ali was cool as hell. This is a guy who, for some reason, the guys with the long hair who listened to, cool music, adopted him. And that was my gig, it's just a fascinating documentary if you go to check it out. You're older than that. You're what, 54? 50? How old are you?
Thanks a lot, Chair. I'll be 56 end of the month.
Okay, so you were 12 years old when that.
I had the same kind of despising for Ali, but that, like, within 4 or 5 years, completely changed. But earlier you said something about, why did Ali turn on him? I mean, other than, like, on the, the battlefield, as we put it, I thought they were still, not buddies or whatever, but didn't they? What was the thing that they—
At one time, they were really good friends.
Right.
But when Ali started calling him a gorilla and an Uncle Tom— To the day Frazier died, he despised Ali.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Like, he held the grudge. I thought it was just like trash talk,
Oh, well, he did.
Little Reggie Miller.
He did. And Ali, he said, despite, what he said, if he was ever called to a holy war, he'd want Frazier in the foxhole with him. He said it was a the thing about Frazier, they listed Frazier as like just over 6 feet. Joe Frazier was shorter than me, and I'm 5'11 and a half. Frazier was at best 5'10". And this was a guy who, just was tough as nails and was just represented everything that's good about boxing, about being a good husband, being a good father, about being responsible for your actions both in and out of the public arena. And Ali just vilified this guy. And it was what he did was wrong, especially in Manila.
Yeah, no, I always thought Frazier's the last guy you could put that Uncle Tom label on. You got to be real ignorant.
Big time.
To kind of
it's funny.
That.
You talk to George Foreman. Excuse me. You talk to George Foreman, and when he talks about Ali, I lost him. Excuse me. But when he talks about Frazier, he talks about him in the most, in the most in the most revered fashion, even though he almost killed Frazier in their first fight. In the second fight, he pretty much cleaned his clock, too. In the first fight, he knocked him down 6 times inside of a round and a half. And actually, if you count the time, he knocked him down 5 times inside of a minute and a half. But he talked about Frazier in the most glowing and reverent terms. He didn't talk about Ali in that way. And not one person who ever fought Joe Frazier ever could say a bad thing about him. He was a sportsman. There's a great clip, if you get a chance to see it sometime. You can see it on YouTube as well. It was about first or second week in February 1973, and Frazier was on the Dick Cavett Show. He was scheduled to come on, figured he was going to beat Foreman. He was a 3-1 favorite, and he still went on the show despite having lost. And Jack Benny even said, who's with their Bill Cosby, Jack Benny were the other two guests. He said, "You're the nicest guy in the world." I mean, you have this. He had the attitude he had about losing to Foreman, and the way he spoke about it was just absolutely incredible. And I got to give Frazier credit for that. I mean, he was a class act all the way. He really, really was.
Absolutely. And, you know, like George Foreman, you could tell by his disposition, very, you know, he's a big guy, can kill anybody he fights
he
or
was,
whatever.
He was terrified.
Very jovial.
He was terrified of Frazier. I'll tell you, when we come back from this break after we do an update, I'm going to tell you a story. I mean, it's pretty common knowledge, but it was in, you know, Foreman talks about it a lot, and he was in a couple of his books. He was terrified of Frazier, terrified of him. And yet he still went out. And there's a great story about what happened in the first round after the first time he knocked him down. We'll get to that in just a bit. Along with my man Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. 20 minutes past the hour, an update next. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***ing nuts? What the f*** happened to that guy's head?
The questions that have plagued mankind for eternity. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 24 and a half minutes past the hour. 1-800-878-7529. Little Scott Joplin in the background. Man, actually wrote an opera once. A ragtime dude writing an opera. Gotta like that. This update's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now. Straight down into the minors, all the way through the youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help you with your swing. Go to phbat.com. Check them out. Like we see, there's a coupon code for a great deal. It's PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. NBA, Dallas outscores the Lakers 25-16 in the fourth. There's your ball game, 193, your final score there. Russell Westbrook, man, 30 points, 11 boards, 17 assists. OKC, 108, and they needed every one of them, 108-104 over Toronto. Orlando, 103-98 over Boston. Okay, that's enough about that. It was Charlotte, 108-100 over Detroit. Utah, 95-88 over Brooklyn. Game down off Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. It was San Antonio. Tony Parker, 32 points, 116-105 over Chicago. And Golden State, they take care of the Clippers in the biggity-biggity. Their 110th straight sellout there, 106-98. But they're still going to be moving to San Francisco. We sashay over onto the Frozen Ponds, boys and girls. We do that from time to time. We sashay. It's just who we are. Boston, 5-3 over Detroit. Carolina puts up three in the second, four in the third, which is evidently a period in which Edmonton didn't want to use their goalie. It was the former Hartford Whalers, 7-4 over Edmonton. Jersey in Newark, 5-2 over Philadelphia. Colorado, 3-2 over Minnesota. Calgary puts up four in the third to tie things up with Ottawa, then losing a shootout, 5-4. And in overtime, great game. Rangers 1-0 over Chicago, Chicago. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs. Chili Davis with my beloved Red Sox is going to be using it. He helped the A's hit. God, he's got to help my Sox.
You know, we're more figure skaters than ice hockey guys.
Well,
Brian
Boitano's from here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle Kwan.
Michelle Kwan as well.
Fremont or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Lots of ice in Fremont.
Yeah, the legendary frozen ponds of Fremont. Fremont, by the way, is in the East Bay.
Landfill.
Yeah, exactly. And when you say Fremont, you're saying the Staten Island of the Bay Area, basically, is what you're saying. Or that would be more, but no, that'd be more of Richmond.
They almost moved the A's there.
Yeah, but Richmond's more of the Staten Island of the Bay Area.
I actually enjoy Richmond, but that's because I was stationed up there.
But anyway, go to phbat.com, check out what they have, and there's a coupon code for a great deal, phbat14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. We'll do another update here in about half an hour. Back with my man, Cabby. We were talking about Joe Frazier and Ali, you know, of course, the 44th anniversary on Sunday of the fight, as it was called, in Madison Square Garden. What's his name? Burt Lancaster was the color commentator. Don Dunphy was actually the everyone thinks it was Cosell. It was Don Dunphy did the blow by blow, but Burt Lancaster did the color commentary. With Archie Moore and Time Life Magazine. Their you know who they had as a photographer, ringside photographer, Frank Sinatra.
Wow, you know, kind of a fun fight.
This was the thing to be seen. I mean, the fashions are there. I mean, Woody Allen and Diane Keaton were there. I mean, Miles Davis. David Brenner tells a great story about how he's walking into the arena and some kid stole his tickets and he was with this model. And, you know, David Brenner's from Philly and he dove over this stairwell and tackled the kid to get his tickets back. And the girl's like, thought he was nuts. And he's like, you know, this is going to be a great fight. But we were talking about Frazier and what a class actor he was. So he's, two years later, he's in Kingston, Jamaica, taking on George Foreman, who basically had a bunch of tomato cans, you know, and Sam Foreman was, you know, he won the 68 gold medal. In Mexico City. He was the second heavyweight to win a gold medal to become heavyweight champion. Frazier was the first. Floyd Patterson was the first to win a gold medal to become heavyweight champ, but he won it as a middleweight. Ali won the gold medal as a light heavyweight. Anyway, so Foreman gets into the ring with Frazier, and he's terrified of him. Because he remembers seeing him fight. He was on the undercard of a Corey-Frazier fight in like 1970 or something like that. And Corey was putting it to Frazier. And Frazier liked it. He was coming back after each round smiling, even though Corey was hitting him with everything he had. And he was sitting in the seats after, with his mother, and he looked over at his mother and said, "Mom, I want to be heavyweight champ, but I hope Joe Frazier die first." So he's in the ring with him, and they're getting up there to the instructions. Arthur McCandy was refereeing this fight and did a terrible job, by the way, of refereeing this fight. But anyway, so he goes up, and Foreman got into he used to spar with Sonny Liston, and he used to try to stare down the other fighters, And Foreman was a good 4 or 5 inches taller than Frazier. And he's staring at Frazier, and he said if I stared at him and he looked down, he knew I had an advantage. He goes, "I was hoping he didn't look down because he would see that my knees were physically banging together." He was so scared. He's walking back to his corner after the instructions with Dick Sadler, his trainer at the time. And he looks over at Sadler and goes, "How did he not hear that?" And Sadler's like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "How could he not hear my knees banging together? He thought he could hear it." So Frazier gets out there. And, you know, 2 minutes in, you know, Foreman throws an uppercut. Frazier went down. Foreman goes back to his corner. You can hear Cosell, who's broadcasting it for a replay on ABC, going, and Foreman's as poised as can be. Right? And Foreman felt like said he was going to look down and say, would you shut up? I just pissed him off by knocking him down. But after the first knockdown, he said Frazier threw, and you can see this in this fight. Frazier threw a left hook, and even on film, it's a blur. And Foreman said it sounded like a bullet went by. I mean, you see this thing. If this thing hit Foreman, it would have decapitated him. It just missed him. And Foreman was so scared, he just started throwing punches. And the next thing he knew, the bell rang for the end of the first round. He knocked him down 3 times. And he went back to his corner, and he sat down, and he kind of peeked over Dick Sadler's shoulder over at Frazier, who almost had to be carried back to his corner by Yancey Durham. And he looked over at him, and he said, do you think he's mad? Foreman was terrified of Frazier. Absolutely terrified
of
him.
And he had the 4 inches advantage?
Oh, no. He was at least 5. Foreman was just...
What about reach?
Oh, he was bigger. I mean, Foreman went about 6'3", about 215, 220. Frazier was no. I stood next to Frazier. Frazier was maybe 5'10", went about 2'10".
A little bowling ball or something.
Oh, but man, I met Foreman once, and I shook his hand. I looked up at him, and I said, somebody knocked that down. That just amazed me. We're going to give you the floor here for about 30 seconds. Tell me how your wagering went this weekend.
Oh, horribly, horribly wrong. I had the Warriors minus nine, and they lose. They win by 8, but they're up like 17 with the 3 minutes to go. So I think, oh, this is a lock. And, of course, Clippers get like a little 10-0 run or whatever it was, a 9-0 run. And then they come down, there's a minute to go, and everybody just stops and starts dribbling for 30 seconds. You get the game within 8. Don't you try to win it?
Well, it's actually 24 seconds is the most they could have dribbled it for.
No, but twice, right? They did it twice, and both times the Warrior guy just sitting in the corner, and I'm saying, if you get up from 17 to 8, don't you foul, start doing all the little mechanism
things? How much time was left?
Like a minute when they started the drowning out or whatever.
The stalling?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, with the minute, you know, and of course, you know.
8 points and you were down by 17.
You know, ever since Reggie Miller pulled off that stunt against the Knicks where he himself scored 8 points in, I believe it was something like 9 seconds, you don't think any team would ever give up. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're the Clippers, you're thinking, you know what, let's just get the hell out of here.
Yeah. It's kind of, well, you know what I mean. It's a home game, too, so the Warriors should win.
110 straight sellouts for the big – you know, every year they're in the top – people tend to forget. Every year those guys are in the top 5 in attendance.
No, yeah. I totally love the fans of the Warriors. Even when it's a garbage team, they're there. That's like a very amazing stat. You know, it's not how you do
and
when
like
the
I
team's
said,
doing good.
And that arena is in an industrial park with the Oakland. It's not like it's in this great area with infrastructure and restaurants and bars. It's a BART stop. And
that's convenient, though. That's a very convenient factor.
That's where you get off if you want to go to the airport.
It's easier for me from San Francisco to get to the Oakland A's or Warrior games than it is to get to Pac Bell Park or
AT&T Park. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's completely easier.
Yeah, people tend to forget Oakland's airport's closer to San Francisco than San Francisco's is.
You know, they got a golf course over there if you ever come to this Monarch Bay, and you look like you can just reach out and touch San Francisco skyline. Yeah. It's so close.
I actually did this one time. I was actually going to go. Where was I flying? I was flying back east a couple of years ago. Yeah, I was going to see. Yeah, no, it was December of 2013. And I actually went to – I flew out of San Francisco, but I actually wanted to – I went to their counter. I forgot what airline I flew, and I said, how much would a flight be from San Francisco to Oakland? And I thought you can actually do that. There is a flight that goes from San Francisco to Oakland, which is like 7 miles away. But you have to go to L.A. first, and it's like $700.
I got same thing. If you know Megabus, it's a commuter bus, and I needed to get to San Jose, and the Greyhound. I just missed the Greyhound bus, and it's like a 45-minute ride. So I called Megabus, and I said, hey, I need to get to San Jose from San Francisco. And they said, oh, it's $64. And I go, really? And I says, yeah, and you have to transfer in L.A., and it's like I'm talking to an East Coast operator. Go, wait, so to get from San Francisco to San Jose, I got to take a bus to L.A. and then come back.
Right.
Same exact story.
For those of you who don't know, San Jose, as the crow flies, 45 miles south of San Francisco. Los Angeles, 356.
So stupid. It was like unbelievable.
And that's the other thing. People, I have my friend, you're in San Francisco. Are you close to L.A.?
Yeah.
About 350 miles.
What's that, about 5 or 6 states in the East Coast?
Oh, hell, you can drive from Boston to Washington, D.C. And let me think, about 6 hours.
Yeah, a lot of farmland in between for us.
Yeah, Boston to Washington, D.C. in 6 hours. You know, and here,
I mean, 5 hours to L.A.
Well, the way you drive.
No. 5.5 is a normal person.
There's nothing normal about you.
Well, my driving is.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. I have no idea what we're doing when we come back, but then again, we seldom, if ever, do.
Oh, my God. We're doing something? Yeah. Oh, no.
We'll figure it out when we get it there. By the way.
We need notes.
Huh?
We need to get some notes so we know what we're talking about.
I know. Like I prepare for any of this.
Cheat sheets.
That's the word we're looking for.
Crib sheets. Crib notes.
What was those things that we had when we were kids? The condensed books. The yellow. They were yellow.
Kind of like the new version of something.
No, they were 15 pages long. War and Peace in 20 pages. What were those things called?
Digests.
No. There was something for them. But it was like a cheat sheet. If you're going to do a book report and you had to read something like Ulysses, you got this thing and it was like 20 pages, but you could write a book report off it.
You know what they call that now? The internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's cheat on everything.
Little Tijuana Taxi. You did the Tijuana Taxi thing at one time or another, right?
You know, I was on the border, San Diego border, but I'd say it was one of my funnest times as a
funnest,
kid. Yeah,
funnest? Really? Really? You want to do radio?
One of my greatest, one of your most enjoyable times.
Yeah, one of your most fun is what you were trying to say in English.
Yes. It's my German ancestry.
What, that you can't speak English?
That's right. Sehr gut.
Sehr gut. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. 202-456-1616. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Radio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Discover the culture and charm of the spectacular Emerald Isle on YMT Vacations Best of Ireland Tour. Offering June through September dates, enjoy guided sightseeing in Ireland's premier cities, including Dublin, Waterford, Cove, Killarney, and Galway. You'll visit Blarney Castle and kiss the Blarney Stone to receive the gift of gab. Drive the Ring of Kerry and Giant's Causeway with Ireland's most famous scenery. You'll see the beautiful Bunratty Castle with its collection of medieval furnishings and marvel at the awe-inspiring 700-foot-high cliffs of Moher. Plus, you'll tour Northern Ireland and Belfast with an included tour to the Titanic visitor experience. Prices start at only $1,399 plus tax, and that includes hotel accommodations and 16 meals. Low-cost airfare available, too. For all the details, call 1-888-400-5770. Get a true taste of Ireland on this unforgettable 12-day vacation. Call today, 1-888-400-5770, or visit ymtvacations.com.
Musicians, it's here. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale.
with savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for green tags and get incredible deals, like a Yamaha acoustic guitar, just $99, a Mapex piccolo snare drum, 85% off list, just $39, or a clip-on guitar tuner, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I'm Fred Wallen, and you are not. But you can give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. We've had sports author William McNeil on a few times over the last few months, the rise of Mike Tyson, the Dodgers Encyclopedia. And, hey, William, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and it's Bill, remember?
Okay, it's Bill McNeil right here on Sports Overnight America. How many baseball books have you written?
I think I've written about 15.
So you love the game of baseball. How long have you been writing?
I've been writing baseball for about 30 years.
All right, so I got to ask you a question. Not once, I love baseball also, not once in my baseball life have I said the game is too slow. Tell me what the heck they're doing. I understand they want to end at the top of the hour so the next TV show can go on and things like that, but it never bothered me that a batter stepped out of the batter's box. It never bothered me that a manager would take a few extra seconds to talk to a pitcher. You got Rob Manfred taking over for Bud Selig now, and they're pushing to expedite the game, speed up the game. Why are they doing that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's because, you know, people that watch other games like NBA and NFL, they're fast action games, and there's a minimum of thinking that goes on between plays. Whereas in baseball, you know, there's a lot of thought has to go into each play, by the batter side and the pitcher side, and so there's no rush to get the game over quickly. It's, you know, you're trying to win the game and do it the best way you can.
Do you like the idea, you know, of basically saying a batter cannot step out of the batter's box and you got like 25 seconds between pitches and things like that? I mean, is that something that Bill McNeil is something you'd be in favor of?
No, I don't think so. You know, they're only going to save a few minutes a game as it is. You know, if all these things work, they'll be lucky to save 5 minutes a game, and I don't think that's going to add anything to the fan base or to improving the quality of the game.
All right, folks, we want you to join us. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. We're talking to sports author Bill McNeil. If you have any thoughts about speeding up the game of baseball, do we need to do so? Are they making a mistake? We'd love to hear from you right here on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. All right, I got another question for you. I used to go to Vero Beach, Florida, when I was working the Dodger Network and KBC Radio in Los Angeles. I loved Vero Beach. There was something special about Vero Beach. Then Frank and Princess Jamie McCourt take over, and a few years ago they moved Dodger spring training to the state of Arizona. Does Bill McNeil have any thoughts about that?
Well, I enjoyed Vero Beach, too. Actually, I played down there in the Adult Baseball League 1 year, and it was just it was a great facility. The Dodgers were the first team to put all the major league and all the minor league players in the same location. And it made for a lot of camaraderie between the minor leaguers and the major leaguers, and it helped the team. And it was a great location, and I was sorry to see it move to Arizona.
Now, since I found out you went to the adult fantasy league down there, what kind of hitter is Bill McNeil?
Well, For that camp, I was good because I was 52 years old at the time. Most of the guys, there were 96 campers. Most of us were in the 30s and 40s, and so I was one of 10% that was over 52 years old. But I finished up fifth in batting, so that's the highlight of my baseball career.
You know, I got to believe, and we're not pushing anything, a fantasy thing, but I got to believe that would be a kick for anybody in their 30s or 40s or 50s to really play on the same fields that these major leaguers play on.
Oh, it was. It was exciting. And, you know, at that time, this was back 30 years ago that I was there, and they had all the old Brooklyn Dodger players there, Preciado and Kyle Furillo, Roy Campanella, Duke Snyder, and it was like being in a dream world to be in the same field with them and having them instruct me in how to play the game and play against us.
My favorite Dodger of all time, player of all time, was Duke Snyder, who passed away 4 years ago, just a week ago would be the four-year anniversary. But Gil Hodges, brand-new book on Gil Hodges now out, I believe Gil Hodges belongs in the Hall of Fame. What does Bill McNeil think?
I think he should. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame also. I mean, he had 6 or 7 years in a row where he drove in over 100 runs, and he was a great clutch hitter. And plus, he was by far the best defensive first baseman in the major leagues during the time he played.
All right. When they expanded in 1961, they expanded the games from 154 to 162. People yelled, people screamed, and the asterisk for the home run thing with Roger Maris and the whole routine. Now they're talking about going back to 154. And I don't care if they go back to 154, but it would seem to me, under those circumstances, the players' union would have to accept that the players take a 5% or some kind of small pay cut because the owners aren't getting their other 8 games. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't think the owners can make a unilateral decision on that either. I think the players' union is going to have to come in on that and agree to the changes. And I find it hard to think that they would do that.
All right, let's go 3,000 miles to the east. Now, you're in Florida. Alex Rodriguez and the Yankees, how is this going to end up? Positively or negatively? I don't know how it can be really positively, but how is this season going to end up for Alex Rodriguez? How is his career going to end up?
Well, I think his career is going to end up as it is now, a disaster. I don't think he'll play more than this year in New York, and probably he's not going to do that great over the whole season. And, you know, with the steroid issue, he's not going to be looked upon kindly over the years, and I doubt if he'll ever get into the Hall of Fame.
Talking to sports author Bill McNeil, who's written more than 15 baseball books. You can join us on Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Which team in the off season, and I've got a hunch, in my opinion anyways, which team improved the most, in your thoughts?
Well, in the American League, I think the Boston Red Sox did, and I think they're going to go from last place to first place again in the Eastern Division. And in the National League, the Dodgers are a mystery, as far as I'm concerned. They gave up a tremendous amount of offense with Matt Kemp and their
D. Gordon.
Famous, well, D. Gordon, too, yeah, and Ramirez. And Hanley Ramirez, and so they're going on the premise that the defense and pitching is going to win it, and they could be right, but we're going to see how much the offense is going to suffer with the loss of those players. And one of the teams that did well in the offseason, and it's going to be a challenge to the Dodgers, is the San Diego Padres, I think. They picked up a number of good players, including Matt Kemp. And they picked up Will Middlebrooks, who might turn out to be a good third baseman they got from the Red Sox. So I think San Diego improved tremendously. And in the American League, I think the Red Sox did. They're getting Ramirez, and they got Pablo Sandoval from the Giants, and picked up two or three good pitchers along the way.
You know, again, they moved in right field in San Diego a couple years ago 10 feet. If they could move it in another 10 feet, maybe Matt Kemp with 35 or 40 home runs, and that would really sock it to the Dodgers, would it not?
I think it would. And, you know, he had a big finish in the season last year. He had he was the top player in the National League, I think, in September. So he's probably back to full strength again and completely healthy, and he could have a big mammoth season with San Diego.
Hey, Bill McNeil, this has been fun as usual. We'll do it all the time on Sports Overnight America. Thank you for appearing on the program, and stay well, and we'll do it again.
Well, thank you, Fred. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sports author Bill McNeil, The Rise of Mike Tyson, Dodger Encyclopedia. Look up, Google Bill McNeil. Go to Amazon.com, pick up some of his books. We'll come back with a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America. You can join us, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Fred, you're not. Back with more right after this.
Our thanks to writer-author, that is Bill McNeil, and to Fred Wallen. 10 minutes before the hour, we have an update next, kids. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
When we were kids and my brothers and I played cowboys and Indians, I was always the Chinese railroad worker.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live from Death to Smoochie. Great, very, very much overlooked dark comedy with Ed Norton, Robin Williams, Catherine Keener, Jon Stewart. Was directed, and Danny DeVito was in it as well. He also directed it. If you get a chance, Death to Smoochie, great movie. I'm going to tell you the story about a man in Stark County, Ohio, named Robert Collins, that you're not going to believe here in a second, but first, an update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight down through the minors, youth leagues. They got a softball bat to help with your swing. If you're a ball player or know of one, check them out at phbat.com. You like what you see? There is a great deal there. Coupon code's PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. NHL Boston 5-3 over Detroit. Carolina puts up 3 in the second, 4 in the third, and 2 periods, which evidently Edmonton forgot to put out their goalie. 7-4 was Carolina over Edmonton. Jersey in Newark 5-2 over Philly. Colorado 3-2 over Minnesota. Ottawa goes into the third at home, up 4-0. And the Natives got restless when Calgary put up 4 to tie it, but they went in a shootout. Ottawa, that is, 5-4 over the Flames. Overtime win for the Rangers, 1-0 over Chicago. NBA, Dallas outscores the Lakers by 9 in the fourth. They end up winning by 7, 100-93. Russell Westbrook, a triple-double, 30 points, 11 boards, 17 assists, 108-104 over Toronto. Orlando, 103-98 over Boston. Enough said there. It was Charlotte, 108-101 over Detroit. Utah, 95-88 over Brooklyn. Tony Parker's 32 points. San Antonio, 116-105 over Chicago. And a good ball game of sorts if you're a Warriors fan in the biggity-biggity, 106-98 over the Clippers. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight down through the minors. Go check them out at phbat.com. Coupon code is PHBAT14, a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We'll do another update here. About 25 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Back to more Sports Overnight America, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. Cabby, how are you, my friend?
What do you mean, if I'm a Warriors fan?
I said, no, if you are a Warriors fan. I'm speaking.
I suffered through 20 years of porous defenses.
You suffered through 40 years, man. They haven't won the title in 40. It'll be 40 years in May.
I don't care about winning the title, just as long as you're good and entertaining.
Okay, so I want you to listen to this story. This is mind-blowing. I mean, this is... okay. So, Robert Collins is a man, I don't know his age. He lives in Stark County, Ohio. And if you're from Ohio and you know where Stark County is, give me a call because I didn't look it up. I don't care, okay? He calls... I can't even say this with a straight face. He calls 911... to report that his wife stole something from him. Are you ready for this? Guess what he reported that his wife stole? Calls 911, talks to the police. Guess what he reports stolen?
It's
his cocaine. He calls 911 to report that his wife has stolen his coke.
Has he already been ingesting it, I guess,
No, I got news for you. I don't care how much coke you do. Nobody's that stupid, except, of course, unless you're Robert Collins.
Okay.
So the Stark County Sheriff's Department, or whomever it is, the local police, show up at Mr. Collins' house. And, you know, in the interim, Mr. Collins has a little change of heart about wanting to, you know, report a stolen object. But they get him, they arrest him on a misdemeanor charge of misuse of 911. He also had a bowl. He was smoking weed, too. He opened the door smoking a bowl of weed. And in Ohio, that's a no-no. So they busted him on, you know, minor you know, misdemeanor, you know, drug paraphernalia possession and misuse of 911. His wife has not been seen since.
She's got the coke, right?
Yeah.
She's long gone.
But look. Like I said, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree. Never claimed to be. You know, I'm smarter than some, not as smart as others. But when I drink tequila straight, 2 + 2 = green. It's stuff makes me. I don't do dumb things. I'm just dumb. But I don't care how dumb you are. I don't care if you have had a lobotomy performed by an orangutan. How dumb do you have to be to call 911 to report that somebody has stolen your blow?
No, and then to light a bowl,
that's how he answered the door.
Yeah. No, and I'm just saying, you called 911. He said, oh, maybe the cops will be here in a couple minutes. And you're sitting there going, what?
Here's the thing. These people are allowed to vote. I don't mind that they can breed. You're going to have stupid people no matter what. But these people are allowed to vote.
Jerry, this is the U.S. You have every right to be an idiot. It's your God-given. That's what we fought for in the wars.
This guy's as bright as a small appliance bulb.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I can see you now. 911 operator, what's your emergency? My wife stole my blow. And I could see the 911, you know, thinking, okay, this has got to be I'm being punked right now, right?
Yeah.
And excuse me, no, I'd like to speak to the, you're the sheriff or the whatever police department. I'm sure they sent more than one guy out. Okay, what kind of conversation is going on in the squad car on the way to this guy's house? That's what I want to. I mean,
laughing.
How hard are you trying not to laugh when he opens the door?
There's another good question in this.
Quickly,
was the wife hot?
Does it matter?
Of course.
No, and I don't care how hot someone is. I'm not going to jail for you. 1-800-878-7529. A little Steely Dan from their Countdown to Ecstasy in the background. Those idiots at the USA Network, what they humorously refer to as the news. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, SiriusXM, Channel 92.